I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Radical Hindus attacked Gospel for Asia Bible College students in Maharashtra, India. GFA's KP Yohannan says the group of seven was doing outreach. They were rounded up, their literature and Bibles destroyed, and were beaten. 120 students attend the Bible College there, only a fraction of those attending region-wide. Yohannan says many more would like to attend, though.
$30 a month. Anyone can help to train one of these young people. We have 7,000 young people now in our Bible colleges all across Asian nations, and we have the possibility to recruit thousands more if we had people to pray and help them.
Next, it took more than 9 months, but an American missionary is now free. 49-year-old Stephen Godbolt was released by his captors in Chad last week. Godbolt was kidnapped October 10th in northern Chad while assisting a non-governmental organization with a water project. The Movement for Democracy and Justice in Chad claimed responsibility. Godbolt's release was unconditional. No ransom was paid and no concessions made. Godbolt is married and has 4 children. And for years, Ireland has been resistant to the hope of the gospel. Now missionary Phil Kingsley of Greater Europe Mission says God is energizing the Irish church to reach its country.
God is raising up generations who are stepping up and saying, God wants to see transformation here in our nation, across the nations of Europe as well. And we're grateful for the work of missionaries and expat workers, but ultimately, God's holding us responsible for a great commission.
Pray that God will use the Irish Church to draw many people to Himself. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Message for the Mission, a devotion journal from Buckner International, is yours free for the asking. When you request your copy, you'll be entered to win a free mission trip with Buckner in 2009. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.